Right, good morning. Welcome to the British Library. My name's Andy Linehan. I'm the curator of popular music here at the British Library. A couple of things just to announce before we start. We've got quite a full morning, so we're going to try and keep it as on schedule as we can. There's a short 15-minute break at some stage, then an early lunch break. We can't provide lunch, but details of places you can find lunch are in your conference pack. This afternoon, we've jiggled things around a bit and we found a half-hour break, so there will be tea, coffee provided in the middle of the afternoon. I just want to say a few quick words about how this day has come about. The British Library Sound Archives, one of the largest in the world, and consists of millions of recordings, both published and unpublished, of all conceivable types of sound recordings. And with that, within that, our collections of published material are huge. Currently, we've got nearly 250,000 LPs, more than 350,000 CDs, and hundreds of thousands of both 78s and 12-inch, 7-inch singles. This collection has been built up largely by, historically, by donations from record companies and record labels, both large and small, in the UK. And we'd like to publicly thank the people who are donating material to us and who continue to donate material. If there's anyone in this room from a record label who wants to contribute to the Sound Archive, just get hold of me at any stage during the day and we can talk about how to do that. We can handle it in physical formats, digital formats, whatever. Or alternatively, my colleague Jamie Tugwell down there is happy to talk to you about how you can get your material into the Sound Archive. Anyway, one of the features of the period over the archive's collection development is the way technology, distribution and listening to sound recordings has changed radically, with the result that we've had to adapt our methods and practices over the years to cope with these changes. Just in my lifetime, I've seen the arrival of compact disc, Betamax, VHS, Laserdisc, digital audio tape, mini disc, and many other formats. So the advent of the digital era has changed things further still. The British Library's made a firm commitment to many digitisation projects and started to collect the electronic equivalents of the printed material that traditionally made up its collections. The British Library is also involved in archiving the UK domain part of the World Wide Web, a massively ambitious but necessary development. Our sound collections also have to reflect these changes. So where for many years we've been collecting physical items and labelling them and putting them on shelves, we're now acquiring digital files from a variety of sources accompanied by varying quantities and quality of metadata. It's the reality of coping with this digital world where we're changing from this to this whilst not neglecting the still healthy vinyl world of physical releases that's brought about a number of the projects that you'll be hearing about today. We are keen to hear to learn from the people releasing, distributing and making accessible digital music and to share our knowledge of digitisation techniques and processes so that we can put in place a structure to develop the British Library's collection of recordings in the 21st century with the assistance of those producing them. So I hope you all have an enjoyable, informative and productive day. And I'd like to introduce Adam Tovell, who is the AV scoping analyst at the British Library, to talk about the first part of our collections. Thanks, Adam.